This podcast is brought to you by LearnMyCraft.com. Now, we've all experienced the frustration of not having enough time to practice your art. So whether you're a total beginner or an experienced artist, LearnMyCraft has got you covered. With easy-to-follow tutorials using coloured pencils and pan pastels, you can level up your animal art skills today in as little as 45 minutes. Make practice fun and easy again at LearnMyCraft.com. Welcome to the Animal Art Podcast. On the show today, I'm talking with Connie Wharton. Connie is a pastel artist with over 7 years' experience creating realistic pet portraits from her studio in Adelaide, Australia. Her love of animals really shines through in her work, with every piece celebrating the bond we have with our pets. In this episode, we talked about pastel versus coloured pencil, how we stay disciplined when completing artworks, and what it's really like to be a commissioned artist, and the best ways to store your materials. All the while drawing exercise number 27, a cat's eye from the Practice Journal Pet Portrait Edition. I really enjoyed this chat, and I think you will too. This is all coming up on the show today, so get your materials ready if you're drawing along. Hit the follow and subscribe, and let's go. So how are you? It's lovely to meet you and chat to you and work with you today.
Same. I'm so excited for this with you. Reckon I've got pretty much all of your books over the years, so they've been amazing.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
How long have you been drawing with pastels then?
I would say probably around 4 or 5 years by now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's been a while.
And what drew you, pastels?
I started with charcoal pencils, so they were obviously just black and white. And I decided to move. Oh, and I did soft pastels, so I didn't like the mess they made. I didn't like that. And then I saw someone using pastel pencils, so I thought, oh, that looks good. So, yeah, been there ever since. So I'm still playing around with watercolour occasionally.
Yeah, I love your watercolour artwork. It's very beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I like watercolour because it looks so delicate. Mm. Like trying to get it to do what you want is a bit harder.
Yeah, like I just don't understand watercolour. I feel like it's all backwards in my mind.
Yeah.
It's like because it dries a different colour than you put it on. It's like, how do you know what colour you're using? I feel like it's a minefield.
It is a bit. That's why I do it for a bit and then it's like, oh, no, this is too hard. So I'll leave it again, but it's very tricky.
Go back with your feeling up to it again.
Yeah. So starting with the pan pastels, same as you do.
Eventually. Oh, nice. I love the pan pastels. They're so vibrant, aren't they?
Yeah. I've been using them the whole time, really, sort of for the base layers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bit dark. I'll see if I can turn
it. Oh, it's a nice green, that one.
Yeah, lost it.
Are you using black pastel matte paper?
It's actually just grey Canson paper that I still had from the charcoal days. But it takes a little bit of quite a few layers, so just trying to work out the lighting because it's like nighttime over here.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for jumping on this live with me. I was very excited for you to say yes because it was a bit of a whim, wasn't it? Yeah. I was just like messaging you, like hoping you were awake still.
Yeah, it caught me out, which is probably good so I don't get time to think about it then.
Yeah, I do most of my work at night as well, so.
Yeah, with the little one.
Yeah, but like. My husband's taken her out on a little adventure, so I thought, oh, I have time to do a live with someone.
Where did they go? You know?
Probably to some beach somewhere here in Pembrokeshire. There's so many like lovely beaches and coves and forests and things. So oh, he okay. takes her to like a different one every time and she loves it. Oh, yeah.
Lovely. How old is she now? Remember when you had her?
Yeah, she's just over 2.5.
Oh, wow.
So she'll be 3 in December. Growing up so quickly. Like it's crazy.
It's very quick. Doesn't seem like it sometimes, but it is in the end.
Yeah, because when I think about it, I feel like, oh, it's only been like 2.5 years since I've been a mother. Like,
yeah. Doesn't end though, I can tell you that.
Yeah. How about you? How many children do you have?
I've got 2, but they've moved out a few years ago now, so it actually made my son's bedroom into my like, little studio room.
Oh, nice.
Being good. But, yeah, they're older. They're in their 30s. So
oh, wow. It
gives away my age a little bit.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Don't think so. It's not fun getting older.
I honestly, I can't even bend my legs without crunching.
Oh, no.
I try to rock my baby to sleep and all you hear is like clicking and crunching going.
Uh-oh.
I know.
It's scary.
Yeah, I need to do more exercise, I think. I think that's the sign.
Yeah, well, I think... Because I did a lot of cycling, so I think I've worn my hip out with it.
Oh, so no.
That's what you get if you do too much exercise.
Okay, just a little bit then.
Yeah, not too much.
All right, great. Thank you. That's the best advice I've ever had.
Like, oh, you do all those years of exercise and all you get at the end of it is a sore hip.
Oh, no.
It's like, well, that was not worth it.
So what did you do before then? Are you retired now?
Kind of. I still do a bit of bookkeeping, a bit of tutoring, but mostly I just want to do my drawing now because it took me over 50 years to work out what it is I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So I'm really loving it, so I sort of just want to focus on that.
Hmm.
Especially from now on, so not
yeah,
really.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, haven't been taking it as seriously as I kind of planned to, so I'm hoping to make a change with that.
What kind of things are you gonna change then? What are you hoping to do with it?
I don't know, you probably don't have this problem, but I have a huge issue actually finishing them.
Mm-hmm.
Like if a commission, it's ridiculous, but I don't know why. So I think I want to actually like take it seriously in terms of getting the work done. Instead of sitting on it for so long.
Yeah, is it that thing because it takes so long to do, then you slightly get like not bored but a bit tired of doing the same one? Yeah, that does sort of go away the more you practice and like the quicker you get at your medium.
Yeah, I think
I did find that too at the beginning. But even though sometimes, because now I've got my daughter, I can't do them as fast as I used to. So now it's just like, oh, yes, it's week 3 of the same one that I would have finished in like 2 days. It just takes you so much longer than I think now. So I've got to be really careful when I'm telling people about my waiting list and when I can achieve their portrait, because it basically takes me five times as long, because if she's ill or if I'm ill or if, you know, anything happens, anything comes up, it just, I only get the evenings. So if my evening is gone because she needs me, or I can't work in the evening because I'm ill because she's given me a bug, then that's another evening I can't work. And it's just, it just keeps going like that. So.
Yeah. Oh, I know. And then it's like, oh, it's not a lot of time, so it's not worth it today, so I'll do it tomorrow. And
Yeah. That's definitely how it goes.
And I don't even have kids to say it's because of that. It's just me. So I'm kind of hoping to improve on that.
Yeah. It's definitely a more of a discipline thing. You can't wait until you feel like doing it. You just have to literally sit down at your desk, just make yourself a cup of tea or whatever kind of drink you have, sit down and say, okay, I'm going to do at least 10 minutes of this. And you'll find by the time it's been 10 minutes, you're really into it again. It's just that first 10 minutes is the hardest, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, hopefully that will improve a bit.
No, great. I'm excited for you.
Yeah. Really? How long have you been doing them now? It's been a few years.
It's been 8 years now. Yeah. Wow. So crazy. I feel like it was just yesterday. Like, oh, I'm going to be an artist now. You know, eight years later, I'm still an artist, which is great.
Yeah, lucky.
Yeah, it's taken a lot of hard work, though. Even now, like, to keep going is still hard work.
Yeah, it is.
Especially when things like marketing strategies change. Like, I used to rely quite a lot on Facebook and Instagram to get my sales. Yeah. And then Instagram goes and changes and wants you to do reels and stuff all the time. And then Facebook gets quite clogged up sometimes of like spam, and then they don't let you post links and stuff anymore. So it can be quite tricky to talk within groups and people and then find people who can pay your prices. So it is tricky. Like it definitely has its challenges, but it's just working out how to get around them is what makes the difference between someone who stays in business and someone who doesn't.
Yeah. It's quite time consuming though.
Yes, but
you have to do
it for free. Yeah. I guess, you know, you either pay for advertising, like being in a magazine or, you know, whatever, or you pay with your time, which is, you know, using social media, which is free. But you pay with your time of learning how to use it and dedicating your time to making videos and making content. So you have to pay for something somehow.
That's true. Yeah, I haven't done many videos yet, so it's sort of something I want to look into as well.
It's definitely worth planning it, because I found it was quite overwhelming when I was trying to do the videos, and I felt like I constantly didn't know what to post. But then I just sort of like did a bit of research in terms of what I want to share with people, in terms of what I want back from them. So right now I'm sharing a lot of art tips because I'm trying to attract a lot of artists.
Yeah.
You wouldn't necessarily share art tips unless you want to attract other artists. So you need to think about, who you're speaking to. And then plan your content around what they would want to know from you, what they would want to hear. So if you're trying to attract customers, like commission customers, you would talk about your commission process or how you've, you know, drawn from specific reference photos or, you know, little things you've done to make a customer, you know, happy, like, you know, adding their favorite ball in or something like that. Like, you know, it's more customer focused. Yeah. And those are the kinds of things that you would have videos you'd talk about on your feed. So it definitely helped me to just sit down and actually plan what I wanted to say, who I wanted to say it to, and then write down all those ideas for it.
Yeah.
Because then you can film it all in one day. That's what all the content, like for the last, I think, 3 weeks, I filmed in one day. And I've just cut it up and reused it.
Oh.
So it doesn't have to take that much time. Because you've planned it so much, it takes less time when it comes to actually editing and posting.
Okay. Yeah. Kind of still in the beginning learning curve and editing. I was like, got no idea about that yet. So that's going to be new. So,
yeah.
I think that's a good thing because you always learn.
Exactly. Well, I'm still learning. Even though I've been doing it for 8 years, I'm learning new things every day. So,
yeah, you do. And every, like if you do animals, every single one's different as well.
Exactly. So,
yeah, I mean, even if you've drawn, you know, a black dog and then the next black dog, it's like slightly different black dog or the shadows are slightly different. So never quite the same.
Yeah. Well, that's the fun thing about pet portraits.
Yeah. That's true.
But my husband asked me once, like, aren't you tired of drawing cats? I thought, well, I don't think I am. I really like it. Like it's always different. It's not like I'm drawing the same cat for 8 years.
No, everyone's different.
Yeah.
Little personalities and
it is always different.
Yeah.
And even the customer makes it different. Like meeting someone new and chatting to them about their pet and you know, you make friends that way. I've got so many customers now that have been commissioning me for years and I feel like they were my friends. Like, you know, we chat and send each other Christmas cards and it's just a nice relationship you form with people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. So it is more than just like drawing a picture and sending it away. Which just normally, I guess, how it would be if you weren't doing commissions, you'd be like, you know, painting your thing, hoping to sell it, someone buys it, and then you send it off.
Yeah,
you haven't spent that time connecting with that buyer, I suppose.
No, I guess so. I mean, I've not really done that, but
I've sold one original. What?
Okay.
Painting I did once and that was, you know, the person was very thankful, but you know, I've never really heard from them again, so it's not quite the same as when you do commissions.
I think it's a different relationship, like you said, but you also, because you look at the same pet for so long, you know, as you're doing it, and then it's like I find it's almost hard to let it go as well.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, I've looked into your eyes for weeks and it's like, no, you got to stay.
Especially when it's been, you know, like a challenging one, I think. There's been quite a few that I've poured my blood, sweat and tears into, you know. And I was just like, oh, do I have to send it? Can't I just keep it on my wall? Like, I really like it.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Plenty of those.
You're going to the hairs now.
I think I tend to not work very methodically. Bit of a strange one like that. Like I'll do a bit here and then a bit there and it's a bit all over the shop, really.
I think I do that sometimes too. Depends what I'm doing.
I'm so bad at that.
I'm finding it quite tricky using these Derwent. Only Derwent, because they don't have this like limey green, and I can see it in my collection in the Faber-Castell ones, but I can't use them because I'm trying to only use Derwent.
Oh, are you?
Damn that lime green.
Oh, great. Sneaking in.
No. part of the challenge. I'm trying to challenge myself.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Gotta stay true to my challenge. Yeah. What I've set out to do. Gotta do it.
True.
Boeing was actually one of the first pencil brands I bought to start my commissions with. I think it's a really good beginner brand because they're like really nice quality, but for an affordable price, especially when you've just started out and practicing.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, have you used colour pencils before?
I have. I think I saw one of, must have been watching your tutorials or something.
A whole
bunch of the polychromos and the luminance, two drawers full of them.
I love them so much.
Yeah. So, yes, I do enjoy buying my materials.
Using them?
I'm still working on this. I've actually been doing the pencil ones in this practice journal.
Oh, yeah.
Only I think because they're smaller, so it's not so overwhelming to do them with a medium you're not quite so used to.
Yes, definitely.
So it's been good for that. So I've only done a few so far.
How are you finding this journal then? Are you enjoying it?
I am, yes.
It's
really good idea that there's sort of, you know, sections of things that you would do often, but being only a small part of the detail, it's kind of easy to achieve as well. So
yes,
you sort of, yeah, you feel like you're getting somewhere.
Yes. Well, that's what I had in mind, yeah, because it's parts of things that you would draw all the time as a pet portrait commission artist, but sometimes you need to practice certain bits.
Yeah, which you tend not to do. I don't know.
I haven't practiced, ever. I guess my practice has come from doing the commissions, so it's been really nice to not practice on the commissions and see what I can do when there's no pressure to get it perfect.
Yeah. I think that's what I sort of found too, because it's sort of, you can just have a play around with something different, but it's not going to matter.
Yes.
Because no one's going to sit there and wait for it afterwards.
Exactly. So, and no one's paid for it, so you can mess it up as much as you want.
Exactly. Can't complain.
Yeah. No disgruntled customers here.
No. That's always good.
Exactly. No, I've honestly found it really fun to do these, and I've got two more coming out soon, which is a British wildlife practice journal. So it's lots of sections of British wildlife and African wildlife.
Okay.
So I'm actually in the middle of trying to finish them, but here's an example of the British wildlife one. So I've been trying to do a few of them here. I'm excited to do very exciting because I've never actually done any British wildlife. So
no, I was about to ask you what does that mean, but they look so good.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be exciting. That'll be a finally
coming out soon.
Yeah.
As soon as I finish the cover, that's when it's coming out.
Okay. Well, I'll get that.
Yeah, because on the cover of these are my drawings of the practice journal. So I'm trying to do the covers for the other two as well before they come out, because I want to show examples.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So once the cover is actually drawn and finished.
Then
they will be available. I'm glad you think so.
I don't know. It just seemed like a really good concept.
I initially was just going to have it as like printed sheets. And I thought, oh, well, Amazon does printable books. Why don't I just make it into an entire book?
Yeah. And, oh, that's a really good idea.
Yeah. Wow. And I thought, oh, nice 100 round numbers.
Yeah. No, well done.
Well, I'm pleased you like it.
Yeah, no, I definitely do. So we'll have to get the other two then because they look amazing.
Okay. It's all good practice. I've never drawn a hedgehog before. I've never drawn a kingfisher, or I've never drawn an elephant. These are all the things that I've never actually drawn before. So, oh, why not put it in a practice journal? And then I can draw like little bits of it. And then I have drawn that thing, you know, because I spend all my time drawing pets. It'll be nice to do something different.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's very good.
So you're using what brand pastel pencils do you use?
Faber-Castell Pit Pastels.
Oh, okay. I've heard those are really good.
They are, yeah. I've used them the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I started with Carbastellos. I think they're a bit harder, so sometimes they're good to put on top, but
yeah,
I do like these ones. And who else is it? Luminance or Pablo? Karen Dash. They make
Karen Dash.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're very pricey, so I wasn't sure about getting them yet because I've never done pastel pencils before. So I was asking some advice.
They're very beautiful, but, yeah, they're expensive. But sometimes they're quite good to put on top,
mm-hmm.
just like a little light layer because they're a lot softer.
I see. Okay.
So, very nice.
So are those quite a hard pencil then, the Faber-Castell ones?
Reasonably, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think the Carbastellos might be a bit harder still because mm-hmm. they're often quite good to put on top.
Mm-hmm. I need to do some erasing. On a different piece of paper. I ruined that corner now. Very well. I'm just practicing it, okay?
Oh, yours looks good.
I feel like I'm using all the wrong colours. I'm not used to it.
My.
But it's fun trying something new.
True. Do you normally plan out the colours that you're going to use?
I sort of did. I literally grabbed a bunch of colours that sort of looked like those are the colours I'm using. And now I'm just trying to use them. That was my approach. Whether they were the right tone or not, I'm giving it a go.
Well, that's good.
Because I've got too many pencils to try and shovel through to find the Derwent brand. So I thought I'd just grab what I could see, really.
Fair enough.
But, you know, that's part of the challenge.
True.
Limited amount. Ready, go.
I've got my little tray of pencils here, but, of course, the ones I need are in there.
Yeah. I always have a certain amount. Like, I've got this tray of pencils. I can never put them away because I need them all.
Yeah.
That's quite a lot of pencils, isn't it?
It is.
But I need all of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, you never know what you'll need.
Yeah. Like to hand. because I've got all my pencils around me as well, but they're just not as, they're too far away.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You still got those like plasticky.
Yeah, the acrylic storages. Yeah. Which is really good for displaying all of the colours because I can actually see everything now. Because I used to have them all in those drawers, which I loved the drawers. But I had to keep opening every single drawer when I was trying to find a pencil, which was quite annoying. So that's why I discovered these and thought I'd try them out. And it's very good. It's just I think my desk is too wide because it's not really in arm's reach, if you get what I mean.
Yeah. Yes, so I do.
I've got too many pencils to have them all next to me, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think there's some that you use all the time.
Yeah. But like a pencil hoarder.
Yeah. Definitely one of those.
Yeah. I just can't stop buying pencils and paper and any type of stationery. I'm really into desk pads for making notes. Do you like desk pads?
Yeah, I love all stationery.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I need that planner for that. And that planner looks good too, so I'll get that one. And then you have planners and planners and all sorts.
Yeah, I think I've got about 3 2024 diaries. And I haven't really used them.
No, I've done the same.
Yeah, like I start using it and then I just like, oh well, I'm gonna be using this other one now.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing exactly the same.
Well, I found my people, that's nice.
Yeah, stationery is very good.
Yes.
Oh, you're going well?
I think so. I really like yours. You're getting that beautiful glassy eye bit going.
Yes, slowly.
I haven't quite worked out how to do that with this yet. These pencils are very good for blending.
Right.
But I'm having trouble keeping it defined. So I feel like every time I'm trying to do these hairs, they don't really stay that defined. Maybe I need to sharpen them a little bit more.
I found that when I tried the pencils, though. Didn't find that very easy, to be honest.
Some pencils, go softer quicker than others. That's why I like the Faber-Castell Polychromos over the top for details, because they're such a hard pencil. You can keep that refined, fine hair detail.
Okay, yeah. Do you need a super sharp pencil, though?
Yeah, super sharp.
Yeah, I think that's what I don't do.
I've been using this lovely pencil sharpener. It's got two holes. Is by Jackson's. I got it on Jackson's Art Supplies. It's very heavy, brass sharpener, and this is so good for sharpening. I've really been enjoying using it.
Yeah, it's hard to find a good one.
It is. It really is, especially a handheld one. Because my electric one is too loud and I can't use it at night anymore.
Oh, no.
So I had to try and find an alternative that wasn't too loud.
I found pastel pencils were really hard to get a sharpener for, so I actually get the makeup ones.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Rip the top off this one, but it's just, where are you?
Yeah.
Just like the makeup cosmetic pencil sharpener. Oh,
because it's a lot harder, is it?
I guess so. I don't know. It works, although it gets blunt after a while and then you have to throw it out. But it's the only one I've found that makes a really good point.
I guess because makeup pencils are softer, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why, but it works. So when they're on sale, I grab a couple.
It's a very good idea.
Yeah. I went through so many, just could not find anything.
Mm. Yeah, I've heard that that's a problem, and some people use just a knife.
Yep. Yeah. Tried that. I'm not very good at that.
I probably would just chop off my fingers. Like, I don't dress myself.
Yeah, no. Okay. No. No. The makeup ones work really well.
So. That's good. That's good to know. I would like to try pastels at some point. I can try it in this book. But I need to buy some first.
Oh, that's okay. That's fun.
Fun part.
Yeah.
Making lots of purchases.
I enjoy that.
Yes. What would you say is the best paper to start with? Someone who's never used pastel pencils before.
I use Colourfix Smooth, so it's still got a fair bit. But, it's quite nice to work on.
Mm-hmm.
Pastel matte I also use, but it seems to take more layers before you can get it even looking smooth.
Right, yes.
And then you get to that stage where you think, what am I doing? This is just looking terrible. But then it comes together, as you'd know, but I find it takes longer with pastel matte.
I've heard that. Amy, who I did a live with before, a couple of weeks ago, she was saying the same thing. Yeah. She really loves the effect of pastel matte, but it takes a while to get going on it.
Yeah. I think I get discouraged by then, just like, this isn't going to work.
Impatient.
I am.
Yeah, me too. I have no patience for anything.
No. So, yeah, I'd probably say Colourfix Smooth if you can get that.
I'll have a look. Maybe you can send me a link.
Yep. Yeah.
That'll be great. There's just so many variations of everything. It's hard to know exactly which one people are talking about.
Yeah, I'll have a look at that. But I think if you buy like really cheap paper, it doesn't give you a good result and you get discouraged really quickly.
It's the same with colour pencil though, isn't it? If you buy terrible paper, this colour pencil needs so many layers, it needs to be thick but also not too textured.
Yeah. Yep. So it's quite important. I realised that recently with the watercolour, because I thought I'll just buy cheap stuff to practice on.
Right.
And it's like, this is just not blending properly. I thought I'll try a better quality and it made a huge difference.
You don't know if it's just because it's you then or the paper.
Yeah. Well, you think it's you.
Yeah.
Until you try the paper. I mean, it's probably still you to some degree, but it does make a big difference. So I wouldn't advise that.
All right, yeah. I think my first ever commission was just done on printer paper with some normal WH Smith's pencils, because I didn't have anything. I didn't know about Derwent. I didn't know about anything, really. My friend asked me to draw her cat for her. So I was like, okay, well, this is what I've got.
Yeah.
It's a drawing. A drawing is a drawing.
Yeah. How did it go? Okay.
Yes, I think it went as well as it could with the materials I had, and she was really happy with it. And that's what I posted online, and that's what kick-started my career, basically. So it must have been good enough.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure it was.
I can see the room for improvement now that I know more about the medium itself. But no, I think it did what it needed to do at the time.
Yeah.
With my limited experience. Because before that, I just did a lot of oil painting.
Oh, okay.
But then when I lived in a small studio apartment, it's not very good for ventilation.
No.
So No. Couldn't really paint anymore.
Didn't do acrylics.
I'm not fond of acrylics. I think because I take so long over my stuff, it just dried too quickly for me. Yeah. I like blending on the canvas.
Yeah, it's nice for that.
That's probably why colour pencils suit me quite a lot, and pastel, because I like to blend on it. I don't really blend or like make the colour externally or whatever. I just sort of try and make the colour on the paper itself.
Yeah, know what you mean.
It's looking a little bit more like the right colour now. It just needed a few layers. So I've used a layer of white, a layer of this Arctic blue, and this, what is this? Banana yellow, and then grass green. Not bad to make that sort of limey colour.
Looks good, yeah.
Instead of using the lime colour I do have.
That wouldn't be any fun then.
No, not challenging enough. But that's also why I just buy the entire box of like all the colours that every brand provides, because I'm not very good at like mixing. But this practice example has actually shown me that I can mix if I really wanted to.
Yeah. It sounds hard though.
Yeah.
I'm not good at it.
Oh no, we've only got like 10 minutes left.
Oh. That went super quick.
I know, right? I think, I don't know if Instagram cuts you off anymore. I hope they don't. Because it used to be like an hour and then they cut you off. But.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming it doesn't do that anymore, but I also don't want to risk it, because it'll be nice to say bye to you.
It's been very special.
This has been really lovely. We definitely need to do it again.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for joining me on this live. And anybody watching, if you would like to do a live as well with me, please message me. I'd love to hear from you. Yeah, it's just so fun doing these lives with people.
Scary.
Yes, it sounds scary. Do you want to draw a live? But it's not.
No, because you're kind of busy drawing, so
yeah,
it takes your mind off it and you just talk.
Yeah, because you don't see the person as well. It's like you're just chatting on the phone, isn't it?
Yeah, so no. I mean, you knew I was a bit worried, but it's definitely not scary or anything. In case anybody's worried.
But at least now you know for next time as well.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to do your own lives, you know it's not that scary to do now.
Well, that's true too.
I think Instagram promotes you or whatever if you do more lives. Basically, if you use their platform as much as possible, they like you more, which is obvious. So if you wanted to do your own lives, you know how to do it now, and you know it's not that scary.
No. Do you do many?
I would like to do more. It's just quite difficult in terms of timing. Because of my daughter, and at night I'll have to like whisper, so it's not really that convenient. And then when my husband, you know, takes her out and stuff, that's literally the only time I have during the day to do everything. So, so it's just one of those things like, okay, what's going to take priority today?
Yeah, it'll get better.
Yeah. No, it's enjoying juggling this challenge. They're not small forever, so just got to enjoy it while it is like that.
Yeah, you do.
May have slightly overdone it on the saturation on this eye, but I think I like it.
That looks good.
Not as glassy, though. I've lost the glassiness again. I got too excited. Yes. I got too excited about the yellow and I lost my glassy white.
Yeah, it makes such a big difference once you get up, though.
But these do seem to be a bit more forgiving, I think. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see how forgiving. It's been fun to practice with something that I don't normally use.
It is, yeah.
Because even the paper I've never used before. So this is the Derwent White Fast paper as well.
Oh, okay. So it's not the Bristol. You used the Bristol before, didn't you?
Yes, yes. That is the one that I love and I've been using at the moment. Yeah. But I wanted to do this Derwent challenge. And I did a collaboration with them a couple years ago and they sent me lots of materials as well as payment for the collaboration and I just haven't used the material since. I didn't even open the box. Oh, nice. So I was like, I might as well try it out now.
Yeah. That would be nice though. Send a whole box of things.
Yes. I did draw an entire video for them and edit it, so it takes a lot of time and planning.
Okay. Yep.
So you have to make sure you're being paid fairly when a brand asks you to do these things.
Okay, yep. I'll keep it in mind if I ever get it.
Yes. Well, also sometimes it's worth just asking as well. I've asked quite a lot of brands. If I could work with them or do something for them. Right. And a lot of the times, you know, they say no because they've got their own people or they say maybe in the future or they'll say yes.
Okay.
So like, you know, the tiny box company I use for my black boxes.
Oh, yeah.
I asked them, do you have an affiliate scheme? Because I tell everybody about your boxes, but it would be good if you had an affiliate scheme that I could be a part of, and they didn't. So they made one for me and gave me a code and everything. And it's just because I asked, you know?
Yeah. Well, if you don't ask, you don't get anything. So
exactly.
Well, yeah, you know, worse off, so you might as well ask.
Exactly. Like it doesn't affect me if they didn't have an affiliate scheme and didn't want to work with me. I would still promote their boxes because I think they're really good.
Yeah.
But it's just more beneficial now, you know?
Yeah. Well, they do look good though.
Yes. I think I'm done on this. I don't want to overwork it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I should do that.
Not my best, but I do think it's all right. It's passable as a practice. Oh, bit of fun.
It's good. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, well, I love yours. You've really
got
those colours going nicely.
Yeah, probably doing it on the grey paper wasn't the best idea, but it's just made the white harder to show out. Show up.
Oh, but
still.
But I really like it though.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Connie, for joining me. It's been so lovely.
I have enjoyed it.
So sorry about my technical difficulties at the beginning, but I know now.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah. I was like, I don't know what to do. What else can I do?
Yeah, no, it wasn't your fault at all. It was completely mine. So now that I know that my microphone takes over everything, I can not do that next time.
No. There you go. No, yeah. It's been amazing. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you. Well, have a lovely night.
Night. Yes. 9:30
now.
Yep. Thank
Sleep you. Tight.
Have a good day.
Thank you. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. If you've enjoyed listening, remember you can watch this podcast with video and no ads at learnmycraft.com, where you'll also find animal art practice journals, books, and tutorials to get you started. Hit subscribe and follow the podcast, and we'll see you next time.